Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I haven't seen a designation for Will to be on IR yet. Is that coming? And any other news?
Yeah, we'll put Will on IR here on the whatever it is at 4 o'clock.
That was Mike Vrabel. His press conference ongoing right now. Will Campbell. And I don't think this is shocking. Will be placed on IR. The team is also signing quarterback Miles Battle to the 53-man roster.
Okay.
Notably, they did not put Jared Wilson on IR, at least they haven't yet. But okay, I don't think this was unforeseen. And we talked about this earlier in the show. If they don't put him on IR this week and it drags it out past the Giants game, then all of a sudden, if he went on there, he would have to return even later. So they're starting the clock on that. Sounds like he'll still be back for the postseason, but now being placed on IR.
So no game against the Giants for Will Campbell, the Bills, Ravens, or Jets. Now, I guess the kind of good news would be the bye weeks in the middle there. So it's four games, but it's 5 weeks to recover. And if things go well, he could still be back for the game against the Dolphins at the end. That's what I'm kind of hoping for, like Milton Williams, too.
Like, get like a tune-up in before the postseason.
Yeah. So not a shock, but yeah, that's what they decided to do. So, you know, 4 weeks. We'll, address it from there.
Okay. That's the latest on Will Campbell from Mike Vrabel. Jackson is here.
Yes.
And we figured it'd be a good day heading into Thanksgiving to do another round of the Jackson 5.
It's time for...
Here's the youthful Jackson 5.
How come it's a Jackson 5?
The Jackson 5.
Is there anybody named Jackson around?
Jackson here with another life jet.
On Jones and Keith.
Okay, Jackson, five questions. Jones, Keith, Billy, Nick, everybody feel free to answer. He's cooked these up. He was asking, you had a few late night texts for us last night.
Yeah, I mean, that happens quite a bit with me. I get kind of in my thoughts and then just kind of randomly text.
Okay.
Sick brag, bro.
All good. Let's see what comes out of it. So, yeah, Jackson, what are the questions today?
All right, let's begin with a, it's kind of a three-parter, kind of multiple choice, but it'll lead to some fun conversation.
Okay.
So, what would you be more thankful for to have? A time machine to go back in any day in your life that you choose.
Ooh.
A fully functional Batmobile of your choice from any movie.
Okay.
Or X-ray vision.
Wow. Ooh, X-ray vision. I mean, Jeremy Piven.
See everything.
Jeremy Piven's already been very critical of Keith.
Well, I was invisible. X-ray vision.
Taking X-ray vision.
X-ray. No, no, no.
Oh, yeah,
that was
true.
Invisible.
Oh, you're right. That was invisible.
They're like cousins, though. They're both
no,
very,
you're right.
Very creepy.
I'm sorry. That was invisibility, not X-ray. You're
How
right, you're
would
right.
you use your X-ray vision for good? How would you do it? What would you
I
do?
Mean, I use it for my good.
Yeah, I know. For yours.
So that's your pick?
No, I would take
Does everybody know you had the choice of these? Like, hey, this guy chose X-ray vision.
He could have had the Batmobile, but he went X-ray vision.
You have to wear the spiral glasses so everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's
I like that.
It's like the lottery thing with Pam Dawes back in the day. It goes on at 7 o'clock at night. Everybody sees it, you know, on TV.
Yeah, I don't think I could pick that then. I don't think X-ray vision. Plus, like, can you turn it on and off, or is it just like you see everybody?
Oh.
That's right. A nightmare.
At all times. That's a good point.
No. Yeah, I'm out on that. Batmobile, I just...
And mind you, insurance and registration, all that, that goes by the wayside. This is fantasy land.
Oh, I don't have to insure this anymore.
No excise tax, thank God.
I'm putting some dents in that thing.
Yeah.
No, by process of elimination, I'm out on X-ray vision. I'm out on the Batmobile, so I guess I'm going back in time.
Really? So if you go back, so you have the time machine and you can only use it once?
Yes.
Oh.
To go to one day that you specifically remember that you wanted to.
Can I keep going back?
Why can't I go into history?
Well, I mean, you can change history as you like, but butterfly effect, you know?
We don't want to mess with that. Man, they did mess
now,
with that.
Also, am I like.
Great films.
Am I. Like taking over my body for the day, or am I watching myself that day?
Yes,
both.
This is important.
No, you're reliving the day.
I'm reliving the day.
But you know you're reliving.
Oh, so it's not like you have to avoid.
Oh,
your,
I thought I was going back.
You are yourself.
I thought I was going back and changing what happened.
No, you're just going.
I'm just reliving.
A good day. I mean,
reliving.
Well, then back.
I go back and relive some things. Not like one time. I'd go back and relive like one time.
You gotta go all the way back in time for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
a 24-hour day, but those 10 seconds are going to pay off. What do I do with the other 23 hours, 55 minutes?
That 10 seconds takes up a lot of real estate in my head.
That's true.
Yeah, no, it's in there.
So, yeah, I guess time machine then.
Time machine.
I don't think Batmobile all the way.
What am I, car guy? What do I do with the Batmobile?
I'm shocked your answer is not Batmobile. Yeah. What am I going back to, though, is the question.
Well,
what am I reliving? My wedding day and night. the birth of my child.
There
I was about to say first child. No, but that's
your
that,
only
those
child.
Those are not my picks. Say it again.
You got an announcement? Your first child?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just my only child. What would I go back to?
I'd go back to see Metallica again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Even though I'll probably see him again in the future, but still, I love him. It's a fun night.
I don't know, like, would you go back and relive, like, a sporting event, like watching a sporting event, go back to your
playing in a sporting event, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's I'd have to go way back for that.
Yeah. Like a high school hero day. Yeah, those are pretty fun.
Yeah,
that's
you go
not
back
bad.
To that time you fell on a fumble.
Yeah, get out of the way. Like, nope.
I hit a game winning shot.
I'd go back
floor hockey.
I would,
there you go. Maybe that's the day.
I would close my butt cheeks if I went back. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe wouldn't.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Billy, Nick.
I think I'm going Batmobile just because I can't think of a single day.
Yeah.
To go back to.
That's tough.
My floor hockey goal was pretty epic. So,
that's not a bad one.
That's a good one. We didn't give that enough credit.
Maybe the day I got my PS2.
That was a game changer.
I'm with you on that one.
I'm like, oh, now I have a DVD player too?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Game changer.
Just games and DVDs.
Yeah.
DVDs, games.
Back to the games. Yeah, more DVDs. Want to watch a movie? Let's play a game.
Movie Stop, you can buy like 4 DVDs for $3.
No, this,
the greatest.
This isn't a bad call. Like when I first got a Sega. That was like, I had a day. That was actually a pretty good day.
Do you remember your first game?
I played the crap out of Aladdin. Aladdin, I was playing like
chucking apples.
Mine was Jennifer Capriati tennis.
That was a good game. That was a good game. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
Capriati was good. Yeah.
Burnt hot. Bah, bah, boom.
Yeah.
Nick?
What's the question?
What do you mean, what's God.
The question? Well, it's about, no, tennis, you're talking about first game, so I'd go Batmobile.
Sorry.
I'd clean up traffic. No problem with that thing.
You'd run over gravy the turkey in that thing?
It would be the Michael Keaton Batmobile from the first movie.
Oh, that one. Yeah. That would stand out a little bit in traffic.
Go back. Here you go. You can't change. Again, you can't change anything. This is a very specific question. Somebody said go back and live bet the Super Bowl against the Falcons.
Ooh.
Brilliant idea.
Oh,
were betting
true.
Apps a thing then? Well, they weren't.
Yeah.
Not here. Anyway.
Yeah, but that's the
I'd go back
to the Future 2.
Yes, I'd buy Apple stock.
That is just the plot of Back to the Future 2. That's true. Yes.
Now you're just doing the movie. Yeah, right.
Right.
All right.
Frank, I think you're confusing yourself with John Rambo again.
So that was one question?
That was just one
even
question.
Even though it was a three-parter with multiple choice. Okay.
Yeah. That's a multiple choice. Yeah.
All right. So the Boston athlete you're most thankful for who is not named Tom Brady, Gronk, Ortiz, or Pedro.
Okay. Of my lifetime, I'm most thankful for.
I'm specifically
so Brady, Gronk, Ortiz, and Pedro are off the table.
They're off the table. But I'm specifically like thinking of like maybe a one, you know, play that you remember cheering for so hard and just being so happy for.
Okay. Well, look, these would overlap. I was about to say Vinatieri anyway.
Ooh.
Like, Vinatieri.
Good one.
Vinatieri got the whole thing started. You're not winning Super Bowls without him. That would be a moment I was cheering for. He should go into the Hall of Fame. He's relevant right now because he's another finalist for the Hall of Fame.
Good one.
Vinatieri immediately jumped to mind.
Ty Law?
Ty Law's a good one.
Not just because he's on the Greg Hill Morning Show every Tuesday, but because
Ted Johnson. Ty Law.
Lou Maloney.
Yeah.
Ron Mikovich.
Yes. I would say, Nick. I would say Ty Law. He had the pick six in the Super Bowl, which was amazing. He picked off Peyton Manning 3 times in an AFC title game. He was cool as hell. He was on the team before they got really good. then he was on the team when they were really good. Yeah, Ty Law. Who Paul Pierce is another one.
Well, so I was Pierce just going to ask you. I figured Pierce would be on your list. Give me the names again one more time.
The ones you can't use are Brady, you Gronk, can't use. Pedro, and Ortiz.
Okay. Awesome. Manny, Billy, so I know yours.
Manny.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah, so Manny,
I felt like I knew yours and I knew yours. Nick?
I'm going to say that's just for Jones, Patrice Bergeron.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. See, if I was going back to a specific moment, it would be Shane Victorino's grand slam in the ALCS against Detroit.
Great one.
Because I was there, and Shane Victorino had the best.
Brag.
Sick brag. Second, bro. Wow.
Okay, two questions, two brags from Jackson. Okay.
He had the best walk-up song. It was the Three Little Birds. Yeah.
Good.
And everybody sang the
ballpark,
end of it.
The ballpark was into it. Yeah. That's true.
Good time.
Apparently not like the best guy, though, right? Wasn't there like stuff with him? I don't know about like off the field. I just mean like they got rid of him pretty quick, didn't they?
Not a great teammate.
That's what it sounded like.
Interesting.
I could be wrong about that, but I thought there was something up with Victorino.
I don't recall.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay.
All right. Do we want to go with the sports question or a Bob Ryan question right now? I have two of them.
Well, this is Jackson 5, so you ask what you feel strongly about, Jackson.
Yeah, we'll get to Bob Ryan in a minute. But WEI Backyard Pickup Football Game.
Oh.
Your first two draft picks here and your last draft pick.
Well, don't we have to draft?
First two draft picks.
Ted Johnson and Wiggy?
Yeah, that would be the first two.
Ninkovich, Ty Law? Does Ty Law count?
No.
So just like hosts?
Hosts.
Oh.
Okay, so, and producers.
And producers.
Got it. Billy's
Wiggy,
crushed our
Wiggy
combine.
And Keefe is the right answer. Right?
Yeah. Well, or is it
Keefe threw that? Keefe threw that vortex.
Is it Ted? Now you can't draft.
I can throw a vortex.
You can't draft Ted on a Monday.
True. When's the game?
When's the game? One of the practices.
The game?
All before three.
Yeah. The timing of the game matters on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Boss Man is a sneaky good
Laird?
Athlete.
Laird?
Yes.
Sneaky good athlete.
It's gotta be real sneaky.
I feel like he'd be a good quarterback. You know, I feel like he moved the line. He'd audible well.
All right.
Let's see if he can throw a baseball.
No, Jackson's on to something. My first two picks, Mike Thomas,
yeah.
Ken Laird. I like what you're thinking over there, Jackson.
Go.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You
got it. Yeah, yeah.
Obviously. The only picks.
Yeah, those are the first two. And then last.
Mike Thomas would be my fullback.
Oh, last would be.
Last
Curtis.
Curtis is low.
Probably low.
He said he ran a 5K in 17 minutes the other day. He's fast out there.
This is football.
I don't know. The way Jones ran down that hallway.
Yeah, that was
awesome. He's Cheetah.
That was
a Cheetah, though. Jones would be a high pick.
The Cheetah would be.
I just have him run go routes for me.
Let me tell you.
Like, you just go as fast as you can.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
We were down the brag. We were down the Cape. I beat you to it, Nick. We were down the Cape. This is many years ago. And I was, not that I would say I'm in shape now, but I was much more in my out of shape days. We had a beach football game. I was the last pick.
Oh.
Was it shirtless?
I was shirtless.
I'll tell you
there
what,
was a lot of jiggling going on.
You're not using the time machine to go back to that day.
Let me tell you. I might, though. You know who made him pay?
Who?
Fat Jones is out there catching touchdowns like you read about on the beach. Oh, yeah.
Fat Jones is motivated by the last pick?
The girls were kind of flipping their glasses up, watching me laying out, catching touchdowns.
I don't know how, if you're the last pick, you don't just walk into the ocean keep going.
Why are they irrelevant, lighten it up.
Yeah, why are they letting that fat whale score all the touchdowns?
I'm like, I didn't really want to play anyway.
Were you like Chris Farley in the Chippendale skit?
Yeah.
Just like showing off.
Slowly, I wasn't.
One guarantee, though, I had is if we split up everybody on the staff and played a flag football game, 80% would be hurt. 80% of the people would leave with some sort of
soft tissue
injury.
Yeah, Wiggy's like
maybe at worst like an ACL.
Wiggy's like if you guys ran a 40, if we all lined up and really opened it up on a 40, everybody would pull their hamstring. I don't agree.
I do agree.
I know you do. I'm saying I disagree.
I would love to see that. That'd be so. Funny.
Everybody on the station.
Come on, that'd be
used against us at all times. They'd be like, you guys talk about sports
right after open enrollment ended.
Yeah, right.
It'd be a mess. Good call, Bill. All right, did I officially answer last pick?
Yeah, who's your last pick? Yet. Somebody's going to be picked last.
Arcan. Yeah, I'll just throw that in Arcan's face. Wow. Yeah, last pick. Yeah.
See, I'd go Shime there.
Oh,
I don't think Shime's very athletic.
Wow! Shime played
shots fired.
Played volleyball in high school, which seems like a little bit of a shock. He also said he hit like 570 in Pony League.
And he's coaching soccer, I heard this morning.
He is coaching soccer.
Yeah, so I mean, that's quite
he might be sneaky athletic.
Quite a resume there, Jackson. Okay, what else?
Bob Ryan said, what? There was a question on Twitter.
Yeah.
Floated by a lovely lady. What makes a woman.
A real human being lady? Or
no,
a
no,
AI
no,
lady?
No, no, no. This would be an AI bot.
Yet to be seen.
Engagement maybe, farmer.
You know, Megan-ish. What makes a woman instantly unattractive?
Okay. I do know his answer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so then you are out then. Did Bob Ryan say smoking?
Oh.
Swearing?
Swearing. Oh, I thought you were just going to ask us. What
or
would,
bad grammar.
What would discount a woman?
Oh, bad grammar he might not like as a longtime writer.
As a journalist.
But you know what's funny? If he's consistent, I'm going to say smoking because he said that before. This was another
AI lady with the cigarette.
So it's a separate, a separate AI. Oh, maybe that's the one I understand.
The other thing he doesn't
like. Was it smoking?
Like,
it was smoking.
Yeah, smoking.
The other thing not he doesn't like. Tattoos. Remember the lady?
Oh, yeah.
The good-looking AI.
He's like, tattoos, like, barf.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Put some clothes on.
Yeah, seriously.
Doesn't like smoking, doesn't like tattoos.
Nope.
His Twitter reply page is a fast-paced
it's wild.
Thrill ride. It's awesome.
Do you have this would like be if you're on like one of these dating shows, do you have something that you would say no to?
An ick, like an ick bracket.
Oh, right.
Like a famous ick bracket right. I think they almost finished.
Yeah.
No.
This is going to offend some people. Oh, you're just anything goes.
No, I was kind of like,
anything goes?
Whatever I got. Shout out Kat.
Yeah.
You know, whoever's interested in me sort of thing.
I don't like the bull ring, like the nose piercing.
I don't like
the middle.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of that.
Or what's called the Monroe right there on the side of the lip.
Oh,
I don't like that either.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I also am not. This is just me. Like, hey, live your life. Live your life.
None of that's disqualifying you.
Sure.
You're still in, ladies.
You know the ear wideners?
Sure. Yeah, the gauges.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
You're out on that, too.
Well, it's just me. Listen, people like what they like.
And
maybe you really are. That's what you only like.
It's very superficial.
No, I know. And people probably don't like my general like look, but I'm just telling you, those are some of the things I don't like.
Okay.
All right, another multiple-part question.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry to interrupt. Oh, or should we say we have a Bob Ryan thing in grab bag? You have a theory on Bob Ryan.
I do. We'll save it for grab bag. That's a segment within a second.
I have a theory. He's a giant hornball.
Okay, that's one theory.
That's four questions. What's our last one?
All right, so thankful or not. It's kind of like Fitzy's may or may not game.
Okay. I get it. Am I thankful or not?
Yes. Thankful we haven't had a real snowstorm in like over 3 years.
I am thankful for that.
Not thankful.
I'm thankful.
Birding. Am I right?
What is it?
Birding.
Going burning out, or birding?
No, birding. Going out to see birds. Bird watching.
Oh, I would do that. Does that make me thankful?
No, thanks.
I think it's very entertaining.
I've never
just
done it,
look
but
at birds.
I would be intrigued in that. Yeah,
I have.
Come to my deck. I got a bunch of birds in the backyard.
Sick brag, bro.
I got blue jays. I got cardinals.
Dude,
I got woodpeckers, chickadees.
Yep.
I got a little. There's a couple other ones that are just hopping around the
blue footed booby. I'm a big fan of that. So that's one.
Oh, a junco. Look up a junco. Good looking bird. Oh,
I had a pair of juncos.
They usually show up. No. They'll show
the widest of legs
when it snows. They'll jump around the deck a little bit.
I wrote in junco. What are they called again? Junco.
Yeah, junco bird.
Spell that. C?
Junco.
Junco. With a C, though. Got
good
it.
Spelling.
Junco.
Spell that. Junco.
I don't know. Talking text.
You know, on Blue Jays are
it
like
just looks like
bullies?
A regular bird.
Yeah, Blue Jays we don't like.
Blue Jays are mean.
Nice.
A Junco's just like a regular bird I feel like I'd see anywhere.
It's
okay.
Cool as hell, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
birding.
I got a couple of those guys.
All right. Kangaroo birds.
Going out to eat for Thanksgiving at a restaurant.
No.
Not
thankful.
I've never done it.
Neither have I.
Okay.
I'm going to do it tomorrow for the first time.
Where are you going?
Yard House.
Yard House.
Oh, they do a big turkey dinner?
I don't know. But nice. We're going. So, I mean, I love the Yard House, but it didn't scream Thanksgiving to
get
me.
Get yourself
but.
A big boy
I
beer
went to, I think, the Ramada one year, Bragg, oh. because Hobart football, we
were
in the playoffs.
This off the air, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so we couldn't go home, and I was going to go to my buddy's house who lived way closer to school, but then we had a snowstorm. So we're like, all right, we got to get our turkey and stuff and mashed potatoes. So we went down to like a Ramada. They had it.
Yeah. Hmm.
But nice. No, I wouldn't do that again if I could help it.
I can't recall if I've ever done that. You guys ever gone out to eat on Thanksgiving back there?
Never.
No.
Okay, that's a no. So yeah. That we're all no's on that.
It seems un-American.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the one doing it. But yeah,
it is Thanksgiving. Yeah.
All right, so which Sonny? Sonny Bono or Skrillex, whose government name is Sonny?
Oh, not Sonny Jurgensen. Not always Sonny in Philadelphia. Sonny. No. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Not former WWE diva Sonny.
I guess I'll go Sonny.
Former is right.
I guess I'll go Sonny Bono.
Yeah, Sonny Bono.
Better than Skrillex.
Skiing in the sky. Yeah. Skrillex, I'd have to really refamiliarize myself with that. Yeah. With the catalog.
Yeah, it's very heavy electronic music.
I might like it. I just, I'm not sure I'm familiar with it off the top.
It'll get your head bumping for sure.
Okay, Skrillex.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which one would you rather eliminate? The NBA Cup or the Pro Bowl?
Oh, Pro Bowl. Easy. I like the NBA Cup.
Pro Bowl's basically eliminated as it is, right? Like, they don't even really play a game anymore. So I guess I would toss that out. They can't really do it.
All right, that was a dumb question. My bad.
No, okay. Listen.
There are like number seven.
There are. Well, that's what I was just going to say. It is kind of the Jackson 10.
Yeah. There's subcategories, you know?
Yeah, yeah, there's multiple choice within them.
Yeah, this is question A,
like...
B, C. This is 5 A, B, C, D, right. E, and F.
Last one.
Yes.
I was like, yes.
The coolest animal you've ever seen in real life?
Probably the Junco.
Am I thankful for it? Is that the question?
I think we've on a subset.
Oh, okay.
New subset.
Just the coolest animal I've ever... I had to see it with my own two eyes.
Yeah, which animal are you thankful for, I guess, is one of this, that you saw in real life?
So, I am partial to the penguins over at the aquarium.
No, that's not real life.
Like a rock hopper penguin?
Zoo's not real life.
Yeah. So don't count that.
Like squirrels and turtles?
Oh, the ermine. I had ermines in my shed last year. Two of them.
I know mine.
They're awesome.
Real life. Yeah, so
I was in real life. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Oh, not
you said squirrels and birds.
Yeah.
He's like the T-Rex.
Porcupine.
Oh, porcupine's cool as hell.
I've seen a porcupine. Not in a zoo. I've seen a porcupine out. Dragging itself around.
Sick brag, bro.
That is a brag.
That's badass.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what I saw in New Hampshire?
Never mind.
Moose.
Moose.
I saw one moose once. That was terrifying.
I saw a beaver once.
Jackson.
I swear to God, I'm not even trying to make it to
you
wrong.
You can't point for the brag. That's not how this works.
Sorry.
Brad,
yeah, good Lord.
You got to say it. You can't.
You're trying to be
it.
Crass.
I'm not trying to be crass.
According to Greg, me too. So yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
I saw a bald eagle one time.
Wow. All right. Did it drop a cat through a windshield?
No.
I thought it was related to the previous animal.
It epically flew over a wedding right when they said I do. It was like they planned it, but they didn't.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like
cool.
Releasing doves.
Yes.
Wow. It was a bald eagle.
Okay, so giant murdering bird.
Yeah. Official answer, bald eagle?
I think the beaver was cooler.
Porcupine?
Same, dude.
Moose?
Yeah, moose.
Did we get their answers back there?
Yeah, mine's a moose.
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 I don't know, probably like a deer or something like that.
Deer.
Until I was told I can't go to the aquarium because the aquarium when I went recently had a massive turtle.
I was thinking
a big turtle on top of the thing.
Huge turtle.
Huge turtle.
Pretty impressive how big that turtle was.
Yeah, I almost had a submission for Haas of the Week. There was an old tortoise, I believe, at the San Diego Zoo that is now in the sky.
Oh, he passed?
But I thought about that for Haas of the Week, but I think we already have ideas for that.
We got a good
idea. He was like 110 years old.
Oh,
for sure.
Maybe older.
It's because they move so slowly.
I had a turtle in my bathtub for like 3 days.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm sorry. Now I need to.
What'd you do?
We released it back into the wild because it started to smell real bad. Apparently, I don't know that because I can't smell.
You can't.
Oh,
smell?
You're one of these guys with no smell.
Yeah, smell blind, if you will.
Smell blind.
Nose blind.
So you don't even know what you're missing.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I feel like it's a good and a bad thing.
See, well, this studio specifically, because like
there are times where it's a nightmare.
The tree, you're like, smells very nice when you first walk in. Then you're kind of nose blind to it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you walk in here, it's not the greatest smell. So, okay.
Do you get like upset when people talk about the smell of things?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I get fake upset.
Yes!
All right. Turtle in the bathtub.
Yeah,
got it.
That is the Jackson 5-5 questions from Jackson to the show. Jackson, we appreciate it. How's the people are liking it?
Yeah, people are wondering if birds can survive my backyard. Well, actually, yeah, the hawk kind of was in charge of the backyard for a while. A lot of confirmed kills from the hawk.
A humpback whale, so cool to see up close. That is true.
Oh, I might have seen a bit.
I've never seen a whale.
I think I saw a whale. We were whale watching way back in the day once.
Whale watch too, Bragg. I don't know. I don't remember what kind of whale though. I'm not sure.
I saw some
probably
fish.
Humpback. Sperm.
You ever snorkel anywhere?
Probably sperm.
You ever go snorkel?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see like a turtle? I saw a turtle while snorkeling, which was pretty sick.
Saw in, St. Martin.
So I was traveling with a band once. I was playing in a band, and they all got up early and went to the beach and saw a bunch of seals. And they left me.
Oh, seals.
Seals. They left me sleeping in the van. They didn't wake me up for the
cool
seals.
Oh, you missed out on the seals?
Sounds like they didn't like you.
Sea lions and stuff?
Sea lions.
There's like 1,000 of them in San Francisco, like piers.
Just crapping all over the pier. Yeah, no, it's true.
They're loud. They're mean.
Well, Jackson, we'll do another Jackson 5 coming up here.
Excuse me, Pablo.
We'll do the Jordan 5.
We should do a Jordan 5. Yeah. We'll do another Jackson 5 soon. Jackson, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for jumping in.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the Yard House.
Enjoy the Yard House. Billy with all the latest here in trending. We'll get you the clip du jour coming up. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag. They sit free when you're single doubts. The red, well, it filters through.
Grab bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.